Well, look, 131060, we want you to share your irrational fear, maybe your weird fear, because yesterday was International Octopus Day. And so we...
Eat again, octopus.
Everything about octopus is a octopi is stupid.
Octopussies is the
plural. Is that the plural?
Yeah.
Okay, but, thanks, David Attenborough.
But we decided that it would be a good idea to just bring in an empty bucket of water.
Yes.
Yeah.
To scare Jess.
To show Jess.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you missed it, this is how Jess reacted when she thought it was an octopus.
Bring it's not funny. It's here. Actually not funny. So you get, I swear to God, do not. I could break you. Do not. Do not bring that closer to
no,
me.
No, bring it close.
Do Sophie, not bring
Sophie.
It.
Oh, my God. Look at it. No, Jess, just come around here. It's okay.
No.
Here we go. I want
it's
you to meet Larry.
Funny. It's not funny. It's actually not funny. I'm not even joking. I will kick that onto you. Do not.
Just show her.
Do
just,
not. Sophie, do not. Just, I don't
just
want
trust
to.
Us. Just trust us. Just look in the bucket.
I don't
want
just look. To.
Just trust us.
No. Is it empty?
Yes, it's empty.
The maniacal laugh.
The laugh at the end really tips it over. But Jess, it is a real phobia of yours.
It is. Octopus. I told you it's my worst. Nightmare. That's my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
That an octopus will come out of the ocean. You know those buggers can like come on land now.
Yeah.
They can like hold their breath for a bit if they need to get to a new rock pool.
Alien
and latch
things.
Onto my face.
Yeah. That would be their first port of call.
My
God,
face.
I'm not going to survive out long outside of the water.
Face.
I better latch onto that girl's face.
She hates us
really quickly rather than get back in the water. And look, for fear of, because you threatened revenge
at
the end of that yesterday. Bad revenge. And I have a big fear of things touching my solar plexus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I actually had some people who know you, Gilly, message me and say, I know how you can get the Gill Man.
Oh, did you really?
Yes. People were like, right, here we go.
Because he was the mastermind behind it all. Like, I had very little to do with it, so I'm helping you get him back.
I know. That is a big fat lie, Ducko. So I'm needing crap on you too, if anyone knows Ducko's biggest fears.
Don't have any.
But yeah, so watch out.
Wait, what did my friend say?
Yeah, what did they say?
Now, I don't know if this is a phobia of yours, but now I can combine maybe this thing that I know you hate with your solar plexus thing, bananas.
Yeah.
So I'll just
like
rub a banana all over you and you'll hate it.
Yeah.
That will be terrible for me. Absolutely terrible. I hate bananas more than anything else in this world.
Are you scared of bananas?
Well, in a way, I'm scared of like eating them and like being in contact with them.
And them getting anywhere near your mouth.
Yeah. But it would be bad for you as well because I would probably just vomit on it.
Would you really vomit?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. If I bit into a banana, I would absolutely vomit instantaneously.
Oh, okay, I'll have to wear a poncho.
Won't.
Yeah.
Day.
But you also had some people comment on, because you shared the video, which is up now on all our socials, but Jess, you shared it.
I did, and I got some interesting replies. Amy Marie got in touch and said, I had to pull over and park my car when that was playing out yesterday because I could feel your pain because I have the same reaction to frogs.
Right.
And now I'm not laughing. It's not.
Yes,
I get
you
it.
Are.
No.
That's ridiculous.
You can't laugh at frogs when you're scared of octopuses.
Yeah.
It just, the word frog, I find so amusing. Frogs. And I literally, I was like, frogs, they're gross. I feel you, Amy Marie. Thank you. And then I had someone, Kay Henry on Instagram.
Yeah.
I get this way about balloons.
I know a few people
balloons
who get this way about balloons.
And not like a latex allergy, like fearful of balloons.
No, I know a few people who have.
Surely not.
So
what, from the popping?
Or
the
I don't know.
Fear of popping and just being around balloons.
Yes.
Really?
Yep. Like mortally scared of balloons.
Balloons.
Really tragic.
Yeah. Do you have any irrational fears?
I don't think I do. I genuinely don't believe that I do.
You
have any
to find one for
yes,
you.
Yes, dig down. But 131060, we want to know your weird irrational fears. I think the stranger the better.
Yeah, like people have commented, like, I'm the same way about snakes, I'm the same way about spiders.
Yes,
I think they're totally
normal.
Yeah, they'll kill you.
They will.
Yes.
A frog. Some of them are poisonous.
Yeah. Touch behind the cane toad's ears.
Ooh.
You know, they got that little poison spot.
No, we used to kiss toads when I grew up in Queensland.
Classic Queenslander.
Yeah, quick kiss the old toads.
Were you trying to get it to turn into a prince?
Yeah,
just to dare with the boys.
Is
you
that
know?
How you came to be? Morgan kissed a toad?
Oh, you come on.
That means you're a prince.
That's
come
your
on.
Your Prince Charming who was trapped in the toad
and
she released you.
She saved me from that world.
She not scared of frogs.
No. So Morgan kissed a toad. Weirdo.
Jacinta is in Cessnock. Jacinta, what's your weird, irrational phobia?
Okay, so I've actually got two.
Mm-hmm.
So my first one is kangaroo.
Okay, I don't know if that's irrational. They can be quite, you know,
yeah,
punchy.
They can punch you.
Yep. But my second one is a fear of being near water at night.
Oh.
At night specifically. So if a kangaroo chased you to a creek and it was nighttime, that would be...
I'm done for.
That's a horror movie then and there.
What an interesting phobia.
Fear at night. I suppose you don't know what's coming out of the water, you know what I mean? Could be a creature in there.
Could be a kangaroo.
Could be a kangaroo, a deep kangaroo in there.
Yeah. Mick's in Stroud. Hey, Mick.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Great, thanks. You have a weird phobia?
Yeah, I'm petrified of cotton wool.
Oh, is it...
What?
Is it the feeling of it?
Yep.
Well, what do you mean?
Okay.
It kind of rubs weirdly.
Well, you can't touch it, Mick? Do you feel sick? What is it?
Can't touch it. I talk about it, and the teeth start to clench.
Oh. Do you imagine it in your mouth, Mick?
No.
It's getting so uncomfortable.
I mean, how do you take your makeup off at night, Mick? You got to use cotton ball.
Yeah, Mick.
Mate, I've been known not to talk to my wife for weeks over it. She decides to put it between the sheets. She thinks it's a pisser.
That gets you.
Thanks, wife.
Brilliant.
Amanda, you're waking up with panda eyes every morning.
Yes.
Amanda and Carter, 13 10 60. What's your weird irrational fear?
Miniature cooking.
Miniature what?
Cooking. You know, when you see on Facebook,
They
have miniature cooking. Miniature utensils and ovens. I can't watch it. I can't do it.
I don't know what this is.
I don't know what this is either.
It's like a whole series on YouTube, isn't it, Amanda, where people use like tweezers to make tiny little burgers and tiny little cakes, and it's just meant to be cute little crafty things.
Right.
Yes, that makes me really uncomfortable.
Anything miniature does not do it for Amanda.
Fair enough.
I guess you wouldn't like me too much, Amanda. Didn't say no.
Louise in Valentine. What's your irrational fear?
Saliva.
Saliva? Oh.
Like so...
And I know current situation, but it's been since I was a kid. I can't stand it. It creeps me out. I have 3 children, and anything they've touched grubby, no, I can't do it.
So what if your own mouth, like, you know, a big, juicy, delicious steak has just been put down in front of and your mouth starts watering? Do you gag?
I creep myself out. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, if we could get producer Sophie just to mention the 2 words that she's scared of, because this is one of the funniest phrases I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
It's disgusting.
Warm mouths.
Warm mouths.
She's afraid of warm mouths.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Okay. Louise and Sophie, you can hang out.
Yes.
Yeah. Jessica in Cameron Park, what's your irrational fear?
I'm scared of mascots, so anything dressed up, team mascots, anything in Queensland, anything.
Wait. Oh, you can't go to the theme parks.
Nah.
All at Movie World.
I have a 4-year-old son that just loves them, and I hyperventilate, I start to sweat.
Why?
So, when I was a young person, I was at a basketball game in Wollongong, and the tomahawk hugged me and wouldn't let me go.
Oh.
The Broncos have a mascot, Buck the Bronco.
Yes.
And it's this guy, he's retired now, but he used to do it for years. I can't remember his real name. And he had a really deep voice. And sometimes you'd be up next to him and he'd be like, "There you go." And like the most gross, bogany, deep voice.
Yeah, stuff a nightmare.
Oh, Brianna in Head and Greta, what's your irrational fear?
I'm massively scared of stickers.
Stickers?
What? How often are you coming across stickers that this is a fear, Brie?
Oh my God, so much. I have little nieces and nephews and I cannot be in the room when they play with them. There have been times where my sibling thinks it's a massive joke and put it on me and I've passed it out in the past.
Did you just overachieve in primary school? Yeah, you just got so many stickers on you saying stickers. Excellent.
Or maybe she didn't. She underachieved, so she never got stickers.
Oh.
When I was little, my siblings used to put them all over my body, and now I have a huge fear of it. Because I'm slightly claustrophobic, my biggest fear is having stickers all over me and I can't get them off. I just can't handle it.
Oh, this is making me feel so much better.
Yeah. I think it's making a lot of people feel better hearing, like, maybe I'm not that.
Yeah. We've got warm mouths.
There's so many out there.
And anything miniature. And Taylor is in Budgieway. Taylor, wrap this up for us. What is your weird irrational phobia?
Okay. So I have a blood curdling fear of bloody beetroot.
Oh, is it because of the poop?
No, when I was younger, I went to a family gathering, wore a little white dress, and my nan, like, I'm talking when I was like 6, spilled a whole tub of beetroot over me, and since then, can't go near it.
I don't love beetroot either, to be fair, but I mean, I don't have a fear of it. But.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the dedication to Taylor's outfits now has given her a crippling fear of, like, a stainy food.
Yes, just because it gets on her.
That is. Oh, all right, well, thank you to everyone who called. I reckon let's go to Amanda in Cardiff. Anything miniature, that is just takes the cake for me.
Amanda, I am miniature, but I'm a lot of fun, so let me know.
I'm short as well, so it's just the cooking.
Okay, good.